Welcome to Divine You, the podcast. My name is Johanna. I'm so excited, so thrilled, so happy that you're here with me today in the very next episode of Divine You. And Divine You is all about your inner wisdom meeting outer transformation. So inner wisdom is your inner guidance system, your intuition, your inner voice, or also your soul. And outer transformation is pretty much your human self that has desires and dreams and also wants to change and wants to manifest certain things. And Divine You is the marriage of both. And today we are more diving into your human self, because we're going to talk about what you can do when you fall back into old habits, old patterns, and you already have envisioned yourself in a new state. You already have seen yourself maybe in a meditation, or maybe just visualized it in a very short moment, but you know exactly how you want to be. You know exactly how you want to think and to feel and to act. But when you are in situations with other people or in other situations just with yourself, you just fall back into old patterns and you want to change that. Yes, so much eagerness and so much like joy in moving forward and growing into this version of you where you really feel like you are bigger and greater and you really can be what you want to be and like really live your truest version that you can be. And you notice that this is sometimes hard, then this episode is for you. I got a question regarding that. So this whole podcast is a little bit around the question, and I'm sure it will help you immensely, because I'm going to share some things, and if you hear them and if you really listen with your heart and your soul and you start to implement them, there's a lot of change going to happen. But don't expect that it's going to happen within a day. So it's probably going to be a journey for the rest of your life. And if you can accept that and be like, okay with that, then you are in the right place here. If you want a super quick fix, then this is not the right place for you. But if you're like, yes, I'm on the journey to grow and become more and more my greatest self, then you're in the right place. And the question is, and I will shorten it a little bit, but the question is, I would be interested in your experience and your opinion regarding ambivalence and also like inner conflicts. And also the person describes, I can like know my higher self, my true self, and I know how she would act, I know how she would live, I know how she would be. However, if I'm in certain situations, I fall back and I'm in my old patterns, my old habits. And maybe you've experienced that as well, where you were like, yeah, I had this vision of myself and I wanted to do this and I wanted to do that and I wanted to say this in this situation and I wanted to act like that, and then you're in the situation, it's like not happening at all. So I want to give you some tips here, and maybe it's good to get a pen and a journal and just like really listen, because there will be a lot of goodies in this episode. And really just let yourself receive what I'm going to say. So the first thing I want to say is that we are not perfect human beings. There is no such thing as a perfect human being. I'm not perfect. You are not perfect. There's no one in this freaking world is perfect. However, we live in a world nowadays where we see so much perfection, or what we assume to be perfect, on Instagram, maybe on TikTok, because we use filter, or we just show like the beautiful parts of our lives. And this is sometimes a hard thing, because we believe there is perfection, but there's no such thing as perfection. And just for yourself, you never ever want to be perfect, because there's no such thing as perfect. You cannot be perfect. And if you try to aim for something which just isn't there, then it's like running a marathon without no end. Like there is no finish line. You just have to run your whole freaking life, and this will be exhausting. But if you know, I'm running a marathon, it's 42 kilometers and then I have a break and then I do another one, it will be so different for you. So there's no perfection which you can reach, but you are perfect within yourself. As a divine being on this planet, you are perfect. But you're perfect with all your imperfections. You're perfect because you are the way you are. You're perfect because you have like flaws and you have triggers and you have habits. That's you. And that's perfect. So this is the very first thing I want to say. So never ever aim for perfection because it's leading you nowhere. And the gap between where you are and where perfection is, it's so huge. And it's so hard to get from there to perfection. And maybe then you are in a very short moment, you are in perfection. And then it's gone and it will be a very short-lived dream. But what you want to learn is to stay in a beautiful state for longer. So this is the first thing. The second thing what we all need to learn and what I've learned so much, but I'm still learning it for the rest of my life, is acceptance. So the harder you push against something and the harder you don't want something, the bigger it gets. For example, if you don't want that your partner has a certain behavior and you even tell him and you try to push and to change him, it's quite possible that he is not going to change. And maybe that this habit gets even more attention, that it even gets more in his life, in your life as well. And the same is true with yourself. The harder you try to push against something that you do, that you should change, that you should do different, the harder it gets. Because it's not the pushing that changes, it's the acceptance that changes. So if you go and you accept whatever is right now, you changed. And this is a daily practice. So for example, if you believe I am not good enough, or this is not good enough, or I'm not the way I want to be in this moment, and you try to push against it and change it and go against it, like, no, it has to be different. It has to be different. It has to be changed. It won't change. But in the moment where you're like, well, I just accept it. It's okay. I just accept it. It will just lift and it will unfold in a very beautiful way. So I have one example of that, a recent one. I gave a training. It was a training about building your own coaching business. And in one session, it was a couple of sessions, but there was one session. And at the end, I was so awkward. I was so, like, I said something wrong. And then I talked about the next session and I said the same, like the wrong timing. I felt just so awkward. And instead of trying to be perfect and just like not be awkward, I was like, well, I'm just like strange at the moment. I just accepted it. I was just like, well, I don't like it. I would love that it's different, but I can sit with it and I can accept it. And that's the big difference. It's just saying, I'm okay with what is at the moment, because it's just a very short moment in your life. So it's not the big, huge thing for the rest of your life. It's just like a very short moment in time. And the same is true with so many things in our day-to-day life. For example, I do a lot of acceptance when I'm maybe around people and I feel like I'm holding back accepting, or I feel like I'm scared to speak up accepting, or I feel like I'm too much accepting. Or sometimes even when I get critical towards myself, it's like, your stomach is too fat or whatever, accepting. And in tapping, there's a beautiful exercise that you can do. And it's just like you say, just even though, and then you put the issue, the obstacle in there. Like, even though I don't like my, I don't know, whatever, or I criticize myself, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And there's a reason why it's love. I love myself and I accept myself. I say yes to myself, because in the yes, it unfolds, it changes, it lifts, the energy can release, like the frustration or the anger or the bitterness or whatever. It can just, and that's what you want. So the key lies in the acceptance. And this is something you can just practice. And a little warning here, or it's not a warning, it's more important note. You don't have to do it in the moment. It's also okay to do it afterwards. So if you are in a situation and you want it to be different and you are not, and you even didn't think about anything I'm just sharing here, nothing, this is okay. You don't have to be perfect. And then afterwards you can just be, oh, I was like that again. And I didn't think about accepting myself in the moment. And that's okay. I accept it now. Because the more often you do it, the more easy and natural it will become. And when you do it, when you're on your own, it becomes also easy when you are around people. And it's very good to really practice that on your own. For example, if I look in the mirror and I'm critical with myself, I accept that. And I'm like, oh, there it is. I'm critical with myself. I reject myself. I'm doing this towards myself. I accept that. And I don't do that 100% of the time because I'm not perfect. I'm just a human being. But maybe I do it 2 times, 20 times a day, and that's enough. And the more often you do it, the more easy it becomes. So this is such an important thing with everything. Accept yourself, accept other people, and things will just be so much more easy. This is so, 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 so important. The next thing, and this is also immensely important in this whole conversation, is self-love. So sometimes we don't love ourselves enough and we mix it up with, oh, if I go out into the world and I'm this amazing human being, then they are going to accept me and they see me and they will love me. This is not the work. The work is not to be loved by others. The work is to love yourself first, and pretty much just yourself first. And there will always be love for other people, always. Love never goes. Love for other people will never, ever, ever go. But you have to learn to love yourself first. This is so important. I can't even stretch it enough. And this is also nothing you can reach. It's a relationship that you build with yourself, and that is just growing and growing and growing every day. And I come back to self-love because when I read the message, I was a little bit like, this is important to say. Because do you want to live your truest self for yourself or for others? Why do you fall back in the situations where you feel like, oh, well, I'm back in old habits? So if you want to live your truest self, you have to also do it for yourself first. Because you love yourself, and that's a version you want to live for yourself, not for anyone else. And this is such an important thing, because if you want to live your truest self for someone else, it's not going to work, because it's more like, I want to be something in this world. This is more like the energy behind, I want to be something in this world. But it's more, you want to be something for yourself. You want to be great for yourself. You want to be great for your own life. And then it goes out into the world. And then it goes out into the world. But you don't need to be a great person outside to get approval. You need to be a great person for yourself first. And this has so much to do with self-love, to really love yourself and be amazing with yourself and kind with yourself and loving towards yourself and not trying to be something. Because when you really love yourself, you're very open to be whoever you are in the moment with whoever you are together in the moment. So I also wanted to share that and give that little gift to you. And the last part is that from my experience, I learned that when something is very new to me and I've never like done it before, like a new thought or a new behavior or something like that, it's really hard when you're together with someone, because in that moment, there's so much going on. They're like, they say something and they have like a reaction, and there's so much input and so much maybe positive or negative triggers. There's so much interaction that it's hard to focus on yourself. That's hard to focus on doing something new, thinking something new, acting in a new way, feeling in a new way. It's so incredible hard. Why do you do that? So the thing is, practice it on your own first and embody it first. So really practice it. And I talked about that in Manifestation Mastery, a program we did in the beginning of the year a lot, where it was like, practice to be your greatest self. Or I also talked about, I'm getting a bit confused because there's a lot going on at the moment, but I talked about it in my mastermind pretty much, and then also a little bit in Manifestation Mastery. But it's about your greatest version. You can slide into that version. You can slide into it. And then you can stay there for a couple of seconds in the beginning. Maybe it's just a second. It's just like, if I sit here as the greatest version of myself, and I just would feel and be and act like I'm already my greatest version in this now moment, there's like a change in energy happening. You can feel it. Like right now, you're like, this is different. However, this is so hard to do when someone is around, because the other person is there. It's harder to change your energy. So you have to practice that on your own first, and do it so many times, because your subconscious mind is so strong that it will bring you out immediately, quickly, because it wants to keep you safe in the things you already know. But if you want to grow, you have to go out of your subconscious conditioning, and you have to tap into new energies, into new thoughts, new feelings, new beliefs. And this is just working if you practice it a lot. In my opinion, when you're together with other people, even though you feel safe with them, your subconscious will be stronger in the moment. So you have to practice to be your greatest self on your own. And you have to learn to stay in that state for longer, like not just for a second, but maybe for 5 seconds or maybe 10 seconds or maybe even a minute, and just play with that. And if you've done it over and over and over and over and over again, maybe when you're walking to work, or maybe when you're sitting in a bus, or maybe in between when you're sitting in front of a computer or when you're on your phone, just tune in, tune out, or I always say slide in, slide out, and you will learn to be in that state with more ease, and you will also learn to hold that state with more ease. And then there will come a time in your life where you can also be, maybe for a second, like that when someone is around, and maybe then you can do it for longer. But don't push yourself, don't strain yourself, enjoy the process. Enjoy it to really learn it like on your own, and just practice it on your own, and then just really trust. And sometimes, this is the final thing I want to say, sometimes there are subconscious things that hold you back, but this is not going to be cleared in a podcast, but there might be that you want to get someone to help you to clear some patterns, some beliefs, some like do some deeper work, deeper healing work. I just wanted to say that as well. So this is the podcast episode for today. I actually, in the beginning of this whole podcast, I said every episode is supposed to be 7 minutes. And as you can see, it's already like 20 minutes, 21 minutes. And I ask my inner guidance, my intuition about that. And my intuition said it's not 7 minutes, it's 7 years. I'm like, I'm not even sure because I don't know whether I feel like doing a podcast for another 7 years, but let's see where this is going. Besides that, there are so much things that are coming up. And one thing I want to share is, because it's really dear to my heart, there's one program which is called Living Your Greatness. This started on this Sunday. So if you are a listener that always listens to the podcast when it comes out, it started today. But there's a new program coming, which is about your inner guidance, your intuition, and it's called The Channel, because it's your channeling. If you channel your inner guidance, inner voice. And this is going to start a little bit later than planned. It's going to start in the middle of February. And this is a class, or it's a training, a proper training, where I'm going to teach a lot about inner guidance and intuition. And then we are also going to practice a lot together. I'm also longing for this program because I was quite in my head the last couple of weeks. There was so much going on. It was immensely hard, crazy, strange. It was life-changing. I got so much stronger, but it really brought me up into my head. And now I feel I want to get back more in my intuition, my inner guidance. So I really long for this program. It's going to start mid-February. I'm going to link it in the show notes. And what I do right now, because this podcast was in German for a long time, and a lot of people that follow me are from Germany, some are English. It's a bit in between right now. Everything feels like it's in between a big transformation. It's a big transformation in between phase. And what I'm going to do is that I always will teach the programs in German if they're just German participants. But if not, it's going to be in English. And everyone who joins knows that. And I will give a deadline. And the German people were like, I can't speak English. I will set a deadline, and the deadline will be a couple of days before the program starts. If there's someone who says, I just will join if this thing is in German, then I will also give them a chance to join. So there will be a deadline, and then we'll like an extended deadline for the people who are like, I just can do it if it's really in German. So I'm finding my way in all of that. I'm kind of figuring that out and trying to bring it together as best as I can. And yeah, it's also so much fun to be in contact with you and to do that together with you. So I also want to say thank you for that. Oh, and besides that, last note, Manifestation Mastery was for free, still for free, and it's still open, and you can join till end of January, but it's closing on the 31st of January. So if you want to watch the 4 classes for free, you can sign up. I will also give you the link for that as well. And yeah, besides that, I send you so much love. I hope you have an amazing, amazing, amazing week. I'm so looking forward to hear you in the next episode. And yeah, love you. See you. Bye-bye.